listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. Our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, we are here to help you question your career reality. Now, this show is for you if you are, were, or might be considering a career in the entertainment industry. And we have celebrities, we have Oscar winners, Emmy winners, Tony winners, winners for janitor prizes. No, not really. But people who win awards are on this show. Now, we also cover the gamut and go completely to the other spectrum. And we have people on the show that are just starting out in the entertainment business because we want to know what the heck is happening out there to people who are just starting. We want to hear about trials and tribulations. We want the reality. So we want to know what you're doing starting out, and then what you've done when you've made it. So if you want to know the truth about the reality of show business, you definitely want to tune into our show, and that is exactly what you're going to find. Now, we have on the show today gorgeous, just beautiful, gorgeous little kids. We have, well, I don't know if they want to be called kids. They're so sophisticated these days. They want to be called child actors. We have two gorgeous ones on the show, and we're going to talk to them a little later. I'll tell you a little bit about them. We have the gorgeous, hot, sexy little sizzling thing, Kyle Red Silverstein, and his beautiful little gorgeous poppy sister, Lily Mae Silverstein, and they are just, you can't see them, but they're gorgeous, but I want you to see them, so go to Kyle's website right now. It's kylered.com, kylered.com. They're also on IMDb. Kyle is on Twitter at Kyle Red Silver, and he's also on Facebook, Kyle Red Silver, again, and then Instagram, Kyle Red, oh my gosh, Kyle Red Silver. We're going to say that. Oh, that's half of the steam. It's yeah. Just the silver. Okay. And I go there now and check them out. Look at their credits. They've done a ton. These two are just little babies and they're just veterans in the business. They've done everything. Before we talk to them, and we're also going to talk to their mom, Kendra. She is sort of like, I guess, the momager. She's managing these two little future stars, and we had so many questions come in for her when we announced that they were coming on the show. So she's going to be able to give a perspective from the parent's point of view. She's going to be able to tell you what you need to do to prep your kids, how to handle your kids' career, and she's going to do a great job. Now, she's a little nervous today, but I think she's going to do fantastic. I think she's a natural star. How can she have these two kids and not be a natural star? Yeah, she's a secret star. She's a secret star. That's what it is. Okay. So I want to tell you first, before we go into that, we got a great event happening, one that I will be attending, and hopefully you will be attending too. It's Monday, May 12th at 7:30. It's at the Federal Bar, and it's called Shorts and Stuff. If you want to find out more about it, you go to the website 7-waves.com. And I love going to these events. They are wonderful. It's a monthly film festival, and it's produced in association with Citrix Cinema. And Shorts and Stuff will highlight short films, and they invite their creators to kind of sit back and watch the film on the big screen. And the evening, it's so much fun. It starts out with a red carpet and photography and all the guests, of course, are invited. The producers are there. The directors are there. The stars are there. And the filmmakers and the guests, they're interviewed, and then they're seated for the show. And so you can grab a few drinks. You can sit and mingle as the show begins. And each month, in its exciting new theme, they have everything there. So it'll be this Monday, May 12th at 7:30. And I would highly recommend that you go because these are so much fun. I can't tell you how much fun. All right. So we have so much to talk about today, but let me tell you a little bit. Oh, I forgot to tell you guys, Guess who's co-hosting today? We have her back. The luscious Laquita, Laquita Clear is there, and someone is blocking her from saying something. Say something, girl.
What's up, everyone? I'm so excited to be back co-hosting with my girl Priscilla Leona.
Woo! Now, you know we got luscious Laquita to come back in here, and she's always got something great to say. She's going to talk to us later. She is part of a new app, which is a phenomenal app. It's like the Facebook for dogs, and I said, oh my God, this is incredible. It's called Dogalize. And it is, I swear, so I'm going to let her tell you a little bit about it. Tell us a little bit about it. Tell us, what does this Dogalize do?
It's so cool. I'm actually really excited about it because I am all over social media, especially Facebook. And this is specifically for dog lovers. So you can get on here. You can connect with other dog lovers. You can share pictures, videos, posts. You can video call a veterinarian. So if you have a question and you don't feel like driving in your car and you have your dog right next to you and you want to ask a question, you can do that too. And it's free. So you can't beat free.
Oh my gosh. No. So if you have a dog, you want to go to dogalize.com and check it out. And Laquita, it's also available for businesses as well, right?
Yes, if you have a dog-related business and you would like to be listed in our directory so all of these Dogalize users can find you, whether it's a pet store, a pet bakery, a restaurant that's dog-friendly, you can be listed in our directory so users and potential customers can find you.
How are they going to get in touch with you? Because you're the one that's the woman behind the scenes. What do we do?
You can get in touch with me at LClear. It's LClearE at dogalize.com.
Woo! I know for a fact that Kendra and Kyle and Lily have two dogs, and I think one of them is Bob Marley and one of them is Buster, right?
Yeah.
So you guys need to get the Dogalize app for sure.
We're getting it like right when we get back home.
I mean, who wants to be part of the new scene, the Facebook dogs? And I think maybe dogs can Skype each other too.
Oh, wow.
And they can bark at each other. And, you know, I think dogs want romance and love too. Why can't they get it over Skype? Everybody else does now, right? So we will hopefully check that out. So dogalize.com, check it out and ask for Laquita Clea. Now, let's get back to Kyle Red Silverstein and Lily Mae Silverstein. Now, Kyle and Lily are definitely two actors that you want to keep your eye on in the world of entertainment because they are little shooting stars for sure. And people are buzzing. They're buzzing away at these, what I consider, and this is what they're saying, future Oscar contenders. I think they are Oscar contenders and they're buzzing about it. So they're just zippity-doo-dying down that yellow brick road and they're going to end up in the red carpet. And you have heard them on Question Reality first. So I got them. So before Kyle leaves, I need a picture. I need an autograph. I need a lock of his hair. No, not really. But maybe. I don't know because I might be able to sell it on eBay.
Like you were something.
eBay. Yeah, for sure. You got to take everything. I don't know. Shoelaces. Now, Kyle Red Silverstein is co-starring with Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore in the Warner Brothers comedy feature film Blended. And Kyle's character is Tyler Reynolds. And that's Drew Barrymore's son. And Blended is coming out this Memorial Day weekend, so please make sure that you check it out. I've seen the trailers, and they look hysterical. It's funny, right, Kyle?
Yeah.
Woo!
Lots of comedy.
Funny. Well, I know. I love Adam Sandler. I just got into a Facebook post-comment war with someone saying, oh, no, not another Adam Sandler movie. And I'm like, oh, no, you will not talk about Adam. He is one of the funniest men on the planet. What was that movie he did a while back? Zora? What was that? What was this movie?
I think it was something called, like, Zorro or something.
Yeah. I can't remember, but it was so funny. I had tears coming down my eyes. Where he comes to America and he's a hairdresser, right?
Yeah.
Oh, who could not laugh at that? That was, Adam Sandler's a genius, so don't be talking about my Adam. And we love Drew Barrymore. Who doesn't? She's from,
of course,
a legendary family. I mean, one of what we consider royalty. The Barrymores, Lionel Barrymore, John Barrymore, and Drew Barrymore. I think there's more Barrymores, but
the younger ones, Olive and
Drew Barrymore. I think she just had a baby.
Yeah, Frankie.
So, Frankie, yeah. So there's another Frankie. Barrymore coming in on the scene, right?
Definitely.
So also now, Kyle is probably best known for his portrayal of Ethan Dawson on Grey's Anatomy. I don't watch Grey's Anatomy, but I know it's a huge hit, right? Everybody loves that show. I'm going to wait for it to end, and then I'm going to watch it in a marathon weekend. I don't know. And now Kyle's many other credits include Happy Endings. Happy Endings. Oh, I'm not getting into that. From The Shadows, Cold Case, and his breakthrough role as Jonah on House, one of my favorite shows. Cool. As a matter of fact, I met Jesse Spencer, you know, the hot Australian guy. I met him. He's now this one of the stars on Chicago Fire. He is so sweet, down to earth, and nice. Oh, loved him. Did you get to meet him when you played House?
Yeah, I think he was
the blonde.
Like one of the doctors, right?
Yeah,
he was like on me most of the time.
He defibrillated you.
Yeah.
Oh, he defibrillate. Oh, I wish he would defibrillate me. Never mind. That's for the adult show. But you'll know that in 5 years what I mean. But yeah, he's a great actor. Kyle began his career at age 2. Oh my God. You know what I say now? I say if you're not famous by the time you get out of the womb, your career's over.
Pretty much.
2 o'clock. 2 years old, you're ready for an Oscar. What's going on? Where's my Oscar? Mm-hmm. I'm 2 now. I've been acting for 2 years. Yeah. But at 2 years old, you started, and when he landed a job with Baby Style Magazine. I don't know what that is, but it sounds fun. Do you remember hanging out with the other little babies?
I think it was Cheerios, and I was throwing them up and then eating half of them, and then I was like all in my baby little form, squiggling around.
He remembers his Baby Style days back when. And he's appeared in McDonald's, Volkswagen, and a number of other commercials. And he has this gorgeous little girl. She's there. She's so cute. I bet she's got little freckles. His sister, Lily, he lives with his mom and his sister, Lily, and right here in California. And they have 2 dogs. And the dogs have the cutest name, Bob Marley.
I love the Bob Marley.
And Buster. Now, why Bob Marley and Buster? What's the story?
Well,
Lily?
Actually, what happened at first is we first got Marley, and we're in the car, and my mom's driving, and she goes, and before that, she goes, we are definitely not getting dog. We're just going to look. We're just going to, no, calm down. Don't get your hopes up. And we drive there, and next thing you know, there he is. And we just go, we're like, nuh-uh, mm-mm, we're gonna get that one. Okay, let's go.
She's a softie. She got him. Which one first?
Marley. Okay. Bob Marley. And my mom goes, you know, if we're getting this dog, we have to name him something real special, you know? Not like...
Like an ordinary name.
Yeah,
dog boy.
Not. So she goes, Bob. We go, what? Bob?
Bob's an ordinary name. You gotta spice that up.
Yeah, so we just go, Marley. And next thing you know, it's just Bob Marley. And it was supposed to be just like Bob or something like that. And then Marley would come after. But now we just call him Marley. And then Bob is just
we just dropped Bob.
Yeah.
Now, I think there was a movie a couple years ago, Marley. That's what you were thinking about, right? Marley and Me.
Yeah.
And they have Marley and Me Part 2.
Oh, God.
I didn't know that.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
I recorded it, and then I needed space, and then I had to delete it. I'm like, damn. Well, and what about Buster? How did Buster come into the family?
Well, I'll say this one. Well, we were walking to Petco, and then there was like a dog sale outside, and I'm like, hey, look at this cute dog. And then the person was like, and then I asked her a couple of questions, like, does he shed, and all the normal stuff that Marley, because Marley doesn't shed at all, like, we were trying to match Marley's traits. And then she's like, yeah, he doesn't shed at all. You just need to comb him every once in a while. We're like, oh, okay, great. And then I was like pleading to my mom and my dad, and I made a contract and signed it and everything. And they said yes.
That you would take care of cleaning up after it. You know you broke that contract.
Yeah, already. It's already. It's way back in the dust.
And that's how Buster came into
that. That's how Buster came.
And your mother, the name probably came because your mother's like, hey, Buster, you need to clean that up or he's going.
Actually, I was like, you know what? You're a Buster. I'm going to call you Buster. You're a Buster. No. And, actually, it turns out he does shed.
Oh, what kind of dog? What kind of dog is
he? He's a mutt. He's a a dachshund chihuahua.
Oh, cute.
Oh, my God. And my mom, and we're like, oh, my God, he doesn't shed. He doesn't shed. So my mom picks him up, and then next, you know, he drops him. He goes, oh, my gosh.
All over.
Did you really just shed on my jacket?
Oh, I would put a vacuum right in your hand. Get on it.
So the moral of the story is never send your children and your husband to Petco for pet food.
That's right. Never, never, never.
Forbidden.
Never. Move that a little closer so we can get Kendra on there. Because Kendra's got to, she's going to be doing some complaining about these dogs. Now, also, Kyle, he achieved a perfect score on the California State Standards Test in math. Oh, my God, I need a pencil and paper to add one and one. It's just too much. Oh, and so that's impressive to me. And his other interests includes the Rise Above Theater movement, soccer, boogie boarding, playing bass guitar and clarinet, and hanging out with your friends. My husband's a software developer by day, and he plays bass and guitar, too. Do you play?
I'm learning the basics right now, but I'm going through the steps, and so I know all the chords right now, and now I'm just trying to learn songs, like On Top of My Spaghetti and all of them.
I don't know that hit. Was that a disco hit?
It's like On Top of My Spaghetti, all covered in cheese. I lost my poor meatball when somebody sneezed.
Oh, I know that song.
I know that one.
Yeah.
They made a book out of it, I think. They made it like On Top of My Spaghetti, and then it's about this like dog losing his meatball.
I've never heard that. I've never heard that. Oh, my gosh. I like it. I'm going to go look for it. Now he's got it in my head. It's like it's a small world after all. It's going to be there forever. Yeah. You start singing that song, it's a small world after
all. Yeah, it'll be stuck forever. That's it.
Now, we also have Lily Mae Silverstein. She's 10 years old, and she played the lead role. Is it Mikey? Or Mickey.
Mickey.
Now, I hope that this isn't a typo. You have to correct me. The movie, an AFI film called Owie Wanna? Is that right?
Close, because it's called Owie Wanna.
Owie Wanna.
Yeah, it's a not like Bob Marley. It's not an original name. You wouldn't go to a billboard and like, Owie Wanna. I've seen that everywhere. That's a common name. You wouldn't
do that. It sounds like a good cocktail, too, so I like it. Now, Lily has also appeared on television shows such as my favorite, Modern Family. Oh, my God, I love that. Oh, you know the little boy on there? What's his name? Rico. He is actually one of the students of my friend Helen Anzalone. He's in her acting class. So.
You
guys know Helen. I think that's how I met Helen.
She coached me for Blended.
Yes.
So, yeah.
She's fantastic.
She's got all the credits on that. And I did the acting. I know that I did my part.
So. She also has that great You Can Fight app, and she came and talked about it on my radio show. So she's an amazing woman. Very impressive. Mm-hmm. Love it. We had lunch when I had my little satellite office for like a day at Paramount Studios, and she was doing stuff over Nickelodeon. She works with a lot of kids. So very lucky to have her. Now, also Parenthood, which I heard is a great show. Haven't watched that. And you also have done a ton of commercial credits. Oh, Got Milk with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He is I'm obsessed with him. Did you get to meet him?
Yeah, he's tall. He's huge. He's just, he's so nice. He's so sweet.
He seems nice. Oh, did you get a little picture with him?
But you should have seen me. I looked like a little ant, and he was like this huge giant compared to me.
You could put on the shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
You could be the angel and the devil, you and Kyle. I don't know which one's worse. Kendra will have to tell me. Now, also, you did, you could also see you eating a taco in a Daisy sour cream commercial. Oh, we're just so connected. I can eat Daisy cream with just a spoon.
Me too. I love Daisy sour cream.
I love it. it. I just eat it by the spoonfuls. That's why I'm looking like him. But let's just back off now. Back off. You're not taking my Daisy sour cream away. I got to look for that. And then now here's what I found interesting. I thought it was a great tie-in for the show today. You, Lily, support Pet Orphans, which is an adoption agency for dogs and cats.
So
such
cool.
A child already having the sensitivity to be involved in something like that is wonderful, Lily. What's your involvement with them?
Well, I've always loved to have. I mean, I could never make up my mind what I wanted for my birthday. I wanted to go ice skating, and then Kyle did the whole bowling, and so I go, can we have a dog and cat party? Because one day I went to a friend's house, and they had a little pen with all these animals, and the kids would come in from the gates, and then they start playing with the cute little puppies and kittens, and then they go. And my mom goes, oh, well, there's probably an orphanage where we can go, Pet Orphans, which is the name.
Yeah.
And so we went there, and we went, oh, it's so cute. And I saw some of the cutest little dogs, and they haven't.
Party there?
Yeah, and I had my birthday party there.
Well, yeah.
You asked people to donate.
And I asked people to donate, so everyone would come in with a donation and donate to the little puppies and kittens for, supplies. And I saw one there. And if anyone is focused on trying to get a pet, there are a couple there. And there was one, and I can't remember its name, but it had a white fur coat and a little bit of red under its eyes. And it was there for 4 years.
Oh,
and it was it was horrifying just to know that a puppy was sitting there for 4 years.
Yeah.
And
in a cage.
It was a beautiful dog, and there was Chewy and
why go out and spend $500 on a puppy, a purebred, and all this other stuff when you can go get little animals to help who are sitting there for 4 years?
Yeah.
I mean, go help an animal. Be sensitive. Get a credit in heaven. That's what's going to happen. You're going to get a credit if you go adopt one of these little animals. But absolutely, Lily, I'm so proud
that's
of you
amazing.
For doing that. I bet you as you get older, you're going to become a philanthropist. There's going to be so many things that you're involved in, and I'm so proud of you. Now, you also aspire to be on Broadway. I just had Daisy Egan. She was a Tony Award winner. She won an award when she was your age, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, on Broadway. And Broadway is a fascinating career, but it's totally different than theater and film. But there's nothing like getting that rush when you do theater on Broadway. You get instant gratification. Whereas, you do television and film. Nobody's standing there on the side. Woo, Lily! Woo, Kyle! You go.
Yeah.
Where you get that when you're in theater, you get the clap. And the glory, and you get the rush, and it's like, oh, I'm so good. Oh, Lord, I'm so good. But that's not why you do theater. Let's just not talk about that part. But it's an instant gratification. So absolutely try it for sure. Absolutely. And then, now you are, I hope this is current information, but I have that you're auditioning for Matilda. And what's Matilda?
Matilda is a...
Is it a play or...
It's a musical on Broadway, and it's involved with singing and dancing, and one of my favorite dance numbers is Revolting Children, and it's amazing because they almost require the kids to take karate, because half of it isn't even dance. It's like punches and kicks, and it's called Revolting Children. And don't expect it to be like, I'm a little lollipop walking in the field, flower, flower, picking flowers, turning around. It's nothing like that. It's revolting.
It's like, I will karate chop your ear.
Yeah.
I'm going to chop you in the head.
That's exciting.
That is. Well, so you already auditioned and you're waiting to hear back.
Yes.
Woo, good luck. Thumbs up. Whoever's listening, pick Lily Mae Silverstein. You know she's right for the role. She can be sweet, but she can karate chop you and kick you in the you know what. So just choose her. She's bad, bad to the bone.
Let's do it.
Now, when we announced that Kendra and her son Kyle and Lily were coming on the show, I got an influx of email questions. So I just want you to know, people, I did choose some of them. There were so many, I was not able to get to everyone's, but I did pick a couple. And we are going to get to those questions right after we talk about what we came here for, which is Blended! Woo! Can we get some excitement up in here?
Yeah!
Come on! Adam Sandler might be listening and be very disappointed that we're not excited about the film. Woo. So, again, Kyle is playing Tyler Reynolds. That's on the other page. I hope I got that right. Yeah. He plays Drew Barrymore's son in this film. And can you briefly tell us what the film's about, Kyle? What's going on in this film?
Well, Blended is about Lauren, a.k.a. Drew Barrymore, and Jim, a.k.a. Adam Sandler, going on a terrible blind date, and then eventually meeting each other again in South Africa, and a little magic happens, and they may or may not get together.
We love it.
The suspense.
We love it, the suspense. Now, how, I guess the first question we'll ask is, how was it working with Drew Barrymore?
Working with Drew Barrymore was awesome. I mean, she would call me over, and at that time she had one of her little children, and she'd like play with my face as well, and she'd like make me seem like I was a little tiny baby, and it was just really fun playing with Drew Barrymore.
She seems sweet. She seems sweet.
She is. She's very sweet.
Now when you were playing this role, how did you, as a child actor, now, if you're an actor as an adult, you have learned techniques to prepare, and they may be slightly different than a child prepares. How did you prepare for this role?
Well, me preparing for it, really, when you go through the audition process, it's really just like, are you right for the role, or did you, like, prepare, or did you not? What we usually do is when we first got the call, we're like, oh, okay, it's another audition. And this is a major role, and I'd love to be in any film, really.
Right.
So it was really cool that it was an Adam Sandler film. So we took this, like, to the next level. So we run it, like, a bunch of times. You don't want to start memorizing it right away. You want to read it about 20 times to get it in your head and then start trying to memorize it page by page. I think the script wasn't very long, and for the audition at least. And so we were, like, feeling pretty confident. And then after the first round, we got a call back, like, right away, right as we left.
Well, Kyle, it was part of the process also you getting prepped by Helen. Would you recommend having an acting teacher help you go over it? And what's that process like
for
kids who don't know how to... haven't experienced that?
For acting teachers, you'd mostly like call them up and say, hey, what time are you available, and then give them like a schedule, mostly on Wednesday, like if you have sports or anything. If like you don't mind taking time out of sports, I'd usually put it in that slot. So
your priority is acting first, sports second?
Technically, yes. Okay. Even though I like sports a lot.
But it's good to have an acting teacher come in and help you prepare as a child. Do you have an easy time memorizing lines?
Memorizing lines would be the least to worry about.
Really?
It's mostly on how you deliver the lines. Mm. So if you mess up a line or two, that doesn't really matter at all. It's just how you deliver it and pick up after you've dropped the line. And so if you have an acting teacher or whatever, it's always good to have one so that you know what your next move is.
Right. Well, what do you do, like, if you're in the audition and you say the line and you get it wrong, what do you do? How do you cover it?
When you say the line, you mostly improv, but you don't just say, oh, I'm so sorry, can we start that over? Mm-hmm. That'll just put you in the back of the pack. And
really?
So,
why is
such
that?
A good point.
Why is that?
Because it's just they don't care if you miss a line or two or five or seven or the whole script. It's just if you can recover and keep moving on and don't worry about the struggle and all your mishaps and other stuff like that. and keep going, they can see that you know your stuff.
Yeah, yeah, you're more of a professional.
Yeah, Kendra? Kind of stay in character is what Kyle's trying to say.
Yes.
Yeah.
Always stay in character. Don't go, oh, I'm sorry, can I go back? Because then you're breaking character. And it's like, oh, you're weak, get out. Next.
Yeah. That's so true. It's such an important point that you actually bring up, because so many listeners and actors always feel down on themselves. They leave that audition and they're in the car thinking, oh no, I messed up a line, or I didn't say that line exactly how I wanted to. And that doesn't mean anything. If you stayed in character and you came in and you did your work, that doesn't mean you're not going to get the role just because you messed up a word of dialogue. Yeah. I love that.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Now, when you found out that you got the role, of course, all of you were jumping up and down because that's huge,
We were excited.
Huge. And what did you do? Because you had said a couple minutes ago, worrying about memorizing a line is the least you should do. Was it at this point that you said, I better start memorizing the lines? Or was it a cold read that you did, or did they give you the script beforehand?
Well, what they did was once we got the job and we knew the first, we knew the most of the auditions line. It's still good to memorize them.
Yeah.
So we kind of knew those down. And then it was time for the table read.
Right.
And so we got the script. And what we did personally, we just all sat at the table. And I'd do my part. And then my mom and my sister would do two other parts.
Ah!
And my dad was listening in and other stuff like that. But, we practiced every single line. And we just did our own 2-hour run through, and that was just to get ready for the table read.
Absolutely. Oh, it's an exciting job they have here.
When Kyle went to the table read, he hadn't had the job yet, so that was a fifth round of audition.
That's interesting.
He went through 5 rounds
at
for
least,
this?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting for people to know. They think they're going to go in once and score a role, and it's not how it happens at all.
It's at least 3 times.
Wow. Is that the procedure for feature film, or have you had that experience with other things like commercials and television shows?
With commercials, it could be any number, really. They can call you back 7 times and then say, sorry, we went the other way. And, there's the 3rd rounds, 4th rounds, 5th rounds. As many as they want, except it takes time out of people's day and other stuff like that.
So you should just be prepared. Hey, if you go 4, 5, 6, 7 times, you may get it, but then you may not. But don't give up hope. But be prepared, be prepared to go around. And it's good. At least if you go to a second audition, a 3rd, a 4th, or 5th, at least you know you're in the game. You've got talent. It's not like you went 1 and they never called you back. So even if you don't get it, it's like, hey, well, at least I made 6 auditions. So be positive, right? Yeah. Now, what was great about being in this movie is you got to film in South Africa, right?
Yes.
Which is cool. Hot as heck, I would imagine. But while you were shooting in South Africa, you and the other cast members got to go on safari, and you learned about all the creatures that are being threatened by the poachers in the environment. And what you did, you're like, oh no, I gotta be like Lily. I gotta get involved. I gotta go. Lily's not gonna be just in charge of pet orphans. I'm gonna do something. So what you did, as a result, what you do is you now support the Los Angeles Zookeepers Association, and you are about to participate in their annual Bowling for Rhinos event. Very exciting. It's happening in May. Tell us a little bit about that. What day it is, where it is. Just
The date is May 10th at Jewel City Bowling Alley in Glendale, California, and it also involves Braxton Beckham, Emma Furman, Allie Lind, and Frank Coriacci, our director. Maybe he might be coming.
Oh my God, I was in a project that he directed, but I can't remember. I gotta look on IMDb. But he was the director of Blended.
Yeah.
So
I feel privileged. Wow. I did a little tiny. I don't do anything big, a little small role. But go ahead, continue on.
Well, he might be there. And it all started because of South Africa. Mm-hmm. And I was learning about the poaching and other stuff like that. And we decided, hey, why not partner with them? and we figured this out, and me and Braxton Beckham, we shot like a little video promoting it.
Yeah.
And we got like around 200, 300 views, so we're doing pretty
good.
It's almost filled up. And
yeah, because it's happening May 10th, and that's 6 p.m. to 12 midnight, and they're going to have a lot of fun stuff. It's like, it's a fun film, annual fundraiser, and organized by the L.A. chapter of the American Association of Zookeepers. And the festivities include, I love silent auctions, silent auction, and there's opportunity drawings. I don't know what that is. That sounds good. Food, my favorite thing in the world, obviously. Costumes, and of course, bowling.
Yes.
And this year's event will be at the Jewel City Bowl in Glendale. Again, May 10th, and all the participants will receive a blended movie poster. I want a blended movie poster signed by you.
Yeah, signed by everybody.
We have to go with Lita.
As soon as he said it, I was thinking, I want to go. That's next Saturday. So, yes. I want to go.
We're going. And we can get a movie poster, and we can get you. Are you going to be signing them, Kyle?
I think, we will definitely be signing them. And if anybody can't come, they can still go to aazklosangeles.org. And since it's my birthday soon.
What? When?
May 21st.
Oh, wow.
It's actually the premiere, so. And I'm turning 12. I wanted to get 1,200 donations or birthday wishes. And in the comment box, they can do hashtag KyleRed 1,200 wishes, and that'll technically be like a happy birthday to me, so.
Yeah, let's give Kyle a happy birthday present! Yeah! I will.
I will definitely
teach me how to do that hashtag thing.
I will, and I will definitely support, and I'm going to share it on our animal.
Let's put it all on our social media. Everybody listening, please share this with everybody, because Kyle's going to be there, Kendra the mom, and Lily Mae's going to be there. Maybe she'll bring a pet. I don't know.
I'll bring Chewy from Pet Orphans. He's just the most adorable little dog.
Bring him, Lily Mae. So we want to go to the email questions, because I'm telling you, we're having so much fun, but we are about to end it in 10 minutes. So I want to get some of these questions, because people take time to write them, and they were just so excited about asking the questions. So let's go to our first question. It comes from Susan from Brooklyn, New York, and she says, this is for Kyle and Lily. She says, hey, Kyle. Hey, Lily. They wrote it in a children's mentality, and I've transferred it into the adult version after I figured out what the heck they were asking. Okay. So they said, hey, Kyle. Hey, Lily. What are some concerns that you guys have as child actors about casting directors or auditions in general? So I guess that means, are you afraid to go in front of casting directors? Are you not afraid? Why should kids, if they are afraid, not be afraid?
They shouldn't be afraid at all, because it's just, hey, look, it's the director, man. You got to put on a show for them. You just got to be like one of those circus acts and other stuff like that. And I didn't know when I went in for Blended, the audition, that Drew Barrymore was going to be in the room.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, she was there. And so that was really cool. And I was like, hey, I have to put on my best show now. So so I stepped it up a notch, and I think that's what's got
me
the part.
And I bet you did research to find out who Drew Barrymore was, which is always a good thing. You didn't know she was going to be in the room. So you didn't know anything, so I guess you couldn't do research.
No, like, I knew, like, what film she was in. I didn't know, like, the specifics, like, when she was born or anything. Like, we knew when E.T.
So did your agent say, hey, Drew Barrymore is going to be in this film, Adam Sandler, and you researched it? Or did you not know who was in it when you went to audition?
Well, we knew, like, it was an Adam Sandler film, of course, and we knew that it was having Drew Barrymore in it as
well. Oh, you knew that. Okay.
We just didn't know that she was going to be in the audition
in the
room.
Right. So you were able to do your research and find out who she was a little bit.
Yeah.
So at least you could have an intelligent conversation with her, which is always recommended. Okay, Lily? Any concerns?
And to be honest, I had no idea who Drew Barrymore is. And this is after Kyle got the movie. I went to Switzerland, and he went to South Africa for a little bit. And I go, you know, I've heard about E.T., but I've never seen it, and I don't know who Drew Barrymore is. And I see her there as a little girl as we're watching E.T. in Switzerland.
Right.
And I go, isn't she a little young to be the mom of Kyle?
So you didn't realize that it was a long time ago.
I was so confused.
Oh, that's so cute.
That's cute.
Now, this next question comes from Yancey from Van Nuys, California. And this is for Kyle and Lily. Hey, guys, what are some pet peeves about auditions or the casting process in general from a child's perspective? Because let me just tell you, adults, when they go into the casting session, they are always, not all of them, again, in general, they always say, oh, my God, I didn't do good. She didn't smile. He didn't smile. I know I did bad. And they just immediately think they didn't do good. Or there are some people who are not well-versed with the casting process, and they come, say, from Iowa or the Midwest. They're friendly, right, Kyle? So what they do is they come in and they try to shake the casting director's hand. And most of the casting directors, they don't want to touch you. So don't approach them and try to shake hands. I just don't recommend. I mean, I'm friendly, and if it was me, I'd shake your hand. But don't try to touch them is what I'm saying. And so because they give off kind of a really calm, cool, aloof vibe, it scares people, and some people don't know how to handle it. What are your pet peeves about that?
Well,
about the casting process, what is it that a child can do to like get in a better state of mind?
Well, what a child can do, because there's always those people who try and like psych you out and other stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so what I would recommend is you bring like headphones or earplugs or something like that. And just pretend that you're, like, listening to music or actually listen to music and run your lines just a couple of times and just, like, focus on yourself and, like, or go to a separate room and just run it a couple of times just so that you know that you got the lines down solid and that you know and you remember your notes. And if you have a teacher, she would usually, she or slash he would write the notes on the side sometimes, and I would recommend that. And you can just run them over a couple of times and then you'll be ready for the audition.
Yeah. What about you, Lily? Is there anything that annoys you about the casting process? Any pet peeves?
Well, me and my brother took some workshops of, like, casting directors.
Yeah.
And we had one workshop that really explained stuff to us.
Mm-hmm.
It was with Krisha Bullock. Mm. And she says, parents, do not get involved. Do not psych your children out. Do not make them freak out. And one of her suggestions was to go drop your kid off and then wait outside. Don't actually come in with your kid sometimes.
Yeah.
And another thing is when you're in that kind of state and you're freaking out, what you're doing is you're psyching yourself out.
Yes.
And if you do that, you're going to go inside and you're going to overreact and you're going to, and then you're going to,
you're going to be nervous. You're going to be too nervous. You're going to go, okay, I'm going to do bad. I'm going to do bad. And then you do bad. So you psych yourself out. That is very good advice. Now, this question is from Brady from Pasadena, California. And he says, hey, Kyle, Lily, who was it really who wanted a career in acting? Was it you guys or your mom?
Well, actually, my mom was doing advertising at the time, and she was just like, I'm going to take Kyle around, and until he says, I don't want to do this anymore, we'll stop. And so, like, I've been doing it since I was two, and so I've been going around and going around. And I've never hated it. I mean, I love it.
Yeah.
So I've never said no. So
you can tell. You're a natural. Oh my God, you're so exuberant. You're just so, you have such vitality. You were meant for the business. Some people come here and I think when you've been in the entertainment for so long, you can look at a person, you can say, you know, I don't know if you got the personality to be.
Yeah.
Because it's not just the talent and the education. You got to have a certain sparkle, a certain vibe that is going to take you through the process, right? So you've got that.
He definitely does.
Now, this question is actually for Kendra, the mom, and this is from Trinity from Lakeland, Florida. And she says, hey, Kendra, what do you think a child actor should start doing to build a successful career? What, as your mom, do you do to promote Kyle and Lily?
Wow. What do I do to promote them?
Well, first of all, you drive them around everywhere, spend your hard-earned money on them.
Right. If your children do want to, like Kyle said, we kind of stumbled into it. I was an account exec in an advertising agency, and when I stopped working to have the kids, I just kind of took them around as babies just to see, kind of get a little college fun going. And like Kyle said, I would say we'd do it till they didn't want to do it anymore, and that day never happened. But what I would recommend for other parents that are trying to break into the business is try and learn as much about the industry as a whole as you can. We didn't have a lot of money to invest, so I would go to every free seminar I possibly could. Anytime there were an acting coach was having a session to promote their business, I would go to the very first free one and never sign up for the subsequent lessons.
Right.
But I would try to just get as much information as possible. And that's what I would recommend, to learn as much about the business as
Amazing.
Possible without spending a penny.
Like, I love it.
Yeah. Anything free I would go to.
Yes.
Because I know nothing about, I was an advertising executive, never a production actress,
right.
Nothing.
A stage mom. You weren't a stage mom. And you got to know as a parent about the business. You can't just go in there and expect that the kids are going to teach you, because you got to guide the kids, which leads me to my next question for you, Kendra. This is from Paisley from Long Beach, and she says, hey, what can I do to protect my children psychologically, emotionally, physically, and especially on a business level?
Well, psychologically is make sure that the acting doesn't define them. They have other activities. They have their friends. They've got sports. Yeah. They've got reading. We're just as proud of Kyle's perfect math score as we are blended. Same with Lily. She's doing dancing and because the business, as we know, is so subjective. You could go in and be the perfect person for the role, and just because someone else has a different eye color, they're going to get the role. So
yeah.
you can't let
yeah.
the child actor business define the kids. They have other interests, so that protects them psychologically. And as far as all the funny stuff out there, you just never take your eye off of them. You're just all, I might be the hover mom, but you just hear so many horror stories, and my kids will never be part of the horror stories
right.
because my eye is constantly on them.
Mm. I don't know if you meant horrors in horror film or horrors
no,
in some,
I mean
the other horrors
in
the other horror.
The funny stuff. And I like to be the fly on the wall. I don't,
yeah.
I'm the mom that, like I said, they're always in my sight, but I try not to say a word. My back is against the wall, and there's certain
advantages. Don't try to be intrusive, and I would highly recommend that, because you don't want to be a Kris Jenner. Love you, Kris Jenner. You know I love you, but you don't want to be like offending people, because
right.
your kid's career is just about to blossom. You need to be taking it mild, chilling out. Don't be getting on people's nerves.
Right. And everyone has a job. The director,
yeah.
the PAs, everyone
yeah.
has a job. My job is to look out for their well-being. So I'm just, my eye is on them. I let the director direct. I let the PA tell them where they need to go. And then my job is just to make sure that they're behaving.
Absolutely.
Using their manners.
Good behavior. Now, Kyle, we have like 2 minutes. I want to get from Lily's perspective, and thank you so much, Kendra, for that. I want to get Kyle and Lily. What advice would you give a child? I'm talking child to child here. If a child thinks that they want to be in this business, what is your best advice to them?
My best advice is like you have to be able to go to acting stuff and go to coaches and everything, because if you're just like, no, I want to stay and use my sports, that's not going to work here. You got to like have an open slot every single time, and you got to be open-minded and be ready for anything, because they might just be like,
Oh, yeah, we're doing scene one, only scene one. And then you'll be like, oh, okay, good thing I didn't learn scene two. And then they'll be like, did you happen to learn scene two? We actually want you to do that too. And then you'll have to go on the hall. And then they'll be like, oh, he isn't necessarily prepared. We'll think about it. And then,
be prepared.
Yeah. Be prepared for everything.
So be prepared. And you got to want to do it. It can't be your mother wanting you to do it or your father. It's like, oh my God, the electric's going to be shut off. Get your butt in that audition and you better nail it. No, do not abuse the kids. If they want to do it, you'll know they want to do it because they'll be happy and smiley, just like Kyle and Lily May, who obviously love this business for sure. Lily, oh, I'm getting a sign. We got to wrap it on up. So what we'll do is, we have one little minute. We got to wrap it up. Is there anything that you guys want to say about to your fans? Kyle, we'll start with you.
Well, mostly to my fans, just keep having fun. Keep watching some funny Adam Sandler movies and TV shows and everything. And yeah.
And oh, yeah, the film. Oh, yeah, it's the film. Blended. Kyle Red Silverstein, May 23rd. It's coming out. Are you going to go opening night? I don't know. You probably have seen it.
Well, I've seen it, and the premiere is the 21st, so I'm going to be going.
Okay.
21st. The premiere.
Okay.
And, yeah, so I'm going to have a bunch of fun then.
Yeah, so if you're fans, you definitely, if you haven't met Kyle Red Silverstein or seen him in anything, after this interview, you know this is the man. You know this is going to be an Oscar winner. I mean, come on. I mean, he's gorgeous, he's talented, and he has the personality, and he understands the business.
So personable, definitely.
He understands the business, and he's happy doing it. So we got a future star here. Lily?
Thank you.
Lily, like 30 seconds. I'm so sorry. Go ahead. To say something to your fans.
You have to be... if you want to do this business, you should be loving it. And if you don't like it, maybe this isn't the business for you. Take it easy the first time. If you're going to fool around, you have to get it together if you're going to be in this business. And remember, you're going to these things and you're booking things to have fun. You're not doing it because someone else wants it. If you are not having fun... then,
don't do it.
Yes.
It's not for you. If it's not fun, it's not for you. Yes. Thank you so much, Kyle Red Silverstein.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Say goodbye
thank
to your
you.
Fans. Say bye, fans and gorgeous
bye,
girls.
Bye, fans.
Bye, everyone.
I say bye,
gorgeous
Kendra.
Girls.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.
See you next week on Question Reality. Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.